revelation, mystery, and light. These are the three central dimensions of the glorious feast of the Epiphany, or the showing forth of God in human flesh, which the Church celebrates each year in Christmastide. In a few minutes, during the preface to the Eucharistic prayer, we will sing to God the Father that today you have revealed the mystery of our salvation in Christ as a light for the nations. And here again we see the three dimensions of this feast: revelation, mystery, and light. God's light, also called his radiance or glory, is among the most important means by which he reveals or unveils himself to the human race. And he first revealed himself to us in the creation he made from nothing. The heavens declare the glory of God. Then the Lord revealed himself to his chosen people by calling Abraham and making a covenant with him and his seed forever, and then delivering the children of Israel from slavery in Egypt, and then giving them the law through Moses, and then establishing the kingdom of David. And so in the first lesson, we heard the prophet Isaiah declare, "Rise up in splendor, Jerusalem. Your light has come. The glory of the Lord shines upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick clouds cover the peoples. But upon you the Lord shines, and over you appears his glory." And here we see that against the glory of God, the glory of God's light, shines the darkness of sin and death. While God reveals his face in light, sin wraps itself in darkness so as not to be seen. And in the heart of every human person, a struggle goes on between the light of goodness, truth, and beauty, and the darkness of selfishness and lies. But surrendering to God's grace to live in goodness, truth, and beauty also requires of us a willingness to acknowledge that our sins are sins. And those who will not admit that their sins are sins then remain wrapped in a cloud of darkness, which prevents them from seeing the glory of God revealed in Jesus Christ. This means that the primary obstacle to saving faith in Jesus Christ is not the implausibility of his gospel or a lack of certitude about things unseen. Unbelief, rather, is first directly connected to an unrepentant heart. And in the gospel today, we see the terrible consequences of a heart shrouded in darkness and sin. St. Matthew tells us of the arrival in Jerusalem of Gentile pilgrims who came, guided by the light of a star, seeking to know the truth of God's holy word, revealed by the King of the Jews. But Herod was not the holy king who was sought by the Magi, and so in fear and a vain effort to preserve his false and blasphemous rule, Herod murdered every boy under the age of 2 in and around Bethlehem. Herod's slaughter of the innocents was a particularly vicious example of the mystery of lawlessness. But such fear and rage can fill the heart of anyone who will not receive the light of divine revelation and accept the mystery of salvation in Jesus Christ. Receiving the gifts of revelation, mystery, and light in Christ requires us to obey the gospel and to allow the Lord to change our lives by grace through faith. And those who will not surrender to the Lord often strike out in fury at any sign of his presence, including especially at his church. But the truth of God's word endures forever and will finally overcome all hatred and every division in human life. In the second lesson today, we read St. Paul's explanation to the Ephesians that the mystery of salvation was made known to me by revelation, that the Gentiles are co-heirs, members of the same body and co-partners in the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. Here, Paul means that all of non-Jewish humanity, represented today by the Magi, can be united with the children of Abraham to share in the promise God made to fashion a people for himself. And how are the Gentiles to be added to the Jews as co-heirs and partners in this one people? In Christ Jesus through the gospel. The gospel is the sum total of everything that God has revealed for our salvation. And at the heart of the light of divine revelation is the third essential dimension of today's feast, mystery. Mysterion is the Greek word which gives us our word mystery, but it can also be rendered in Latin as sacramentum, sacrament. The mystery or sacrament of salvation, then, is Jesus Christ, because he is God the Father's eternal plan to save the human race by restoring everything we lost at the dawn of creation through our rebellion against God's law and love. A mystery is the making known of a hidden thing, and a sacrament is a visible sign of an interior grace. The sacred humanity of Jesus of Nazareth, his human body, is the primordial mystery and sacrament of salvation. Christ is the one who fully reveals the eternal plan of salvation. Christ is also the mystery of our salvation, the one who restores us to God's glory. And Christ is the light by which we understand this revelation and are united to this mystery. My friends, the Lord Jesus is revelation, mystery, and light. He is all in all. At Christ's holy birth, he was attended by angels, and the glory of the Lord shone round about the shepherds. At the visit of the Magi, the Gentiles were guided to Jesus by the light of a star. At the presentation of Jesus in the temple, he was confessed and proclaimed to be the light of the world. By Christ's teaching of the elders in the temple, he revealed himself to be the light of divine wisdom made man. At his baptism in the Jordan, which we will celebrate next Sunday, the Lord Jesus was accompanied by the glory cloud which once filled the temple. By his first sign at the wedding feast in Cana, Jesus revealed his glory and awakened saving faith in his disciples. By the miracles he worked during his public ministry, Christ revealed his mastery over nature and thus gave signs of his divine glory hidden in his human nature. At Christ's transfiguration, the uncreated light of his divine glory shone forth through his human body. As he hung upon the cross, the sign of Christ's death was an eclipse of the sun. And by his resurrection from the dead, the Lord Jesus revealed the destruction of death, the promise of eternal life, and a share in his divine glory to everyone who is united to him by faith, hope, and love. Revelation, mystery, and light. 40 days after his birth, the Lord Jesus was taken by Joseph and Mary to the temple in Jerusalem, so that according to the law, he could be presented or consecrated to God. We will celebrate the presentation of the Lord on February 2nd, 40 days after Christmas. And then we will hear St. Luke's account of that event. Simeon, a righteous and devout man in Jerusalem, had been taught by the Holy Spirit that he would live to see the coming of the Messiah. Simeon was there in the temple that day when Joseph and Mary arrived with the child Jesus. And then, filled with the light of faith, Simeon recognized that the child before him was the full and final revelation of the mystery of salvation, the fulfillment of the Word of God. The old man then gave thanks to God in words the church still sings every night at Compline or night prayer. And the words of Simeon are a fitting summary of the saving truth we celebrate on this beautiful Feast of Lights, the great manifestation of God in human flesh. Lord, now let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people, Israel. The Lord Jesus Christ,